problem, of course, is without great ovarian cancer screening tools, without great chemopreventive agents available to us for BRCA1 and BRCA2, and the great, the very high risk that is seen in BRCA1 and 2 mutation carriers, surgery becomes has become the standard of care and the standard for prevention and mortality reduction. So let me just talk a little bit about that. And I know you're going to hear about risk-reducing mastectomy and breast cancer risk in a minute, so I won't go into these data in great detail. But just to say that we now have a number of new data examples that are coming out there. And the data I'm going to show in the next few slides are unpublished. So this is new work that's being conducted by the PROS Consortium, which is a multi-center, about 25 centers now in the, Europe and North America. And the total PROS data set right now consists of just under 6,000 female BRCA1 and 2 mutation carriers, all of which have been prospectively accrued. That is, they're accrued at the from the time of their genetic test and followed forward to see what happens to them. So when you look at the numbers that you'll be seeing in these subsequent slides, they don't all add up to 6,000 because, depending on the analysis, some women fall out for various reasons. But I think we've amassed a sample set at this point that's large enough and represents a broad enough population that we're beginning to be able to make inferences about subsets of women in the population, and so you'll see a little bit of that. So just to say one word about risk-reducing mastectomy, I mean, our previous studies have shown that risk-reducing mastectomy reduces risk of breast cancer about 90-95%, and that seems to be quite consistent. Again, you'll hear more in a minute about that from the next speakers. But I just wanted to make one point here that among women who've had a prior or concurrent oophorectomy, or no prior or concurrent oophorectomy at the time of their risk-reducing mastectomy, we see this very consistent but hard-to-interpret pattern of increased risk among women who have undergone oophorectomy and mastectomy, where the risk reduction estimates are like 99% and 95% compared to 97% and 91% in BRCA1 versus BRCA2 mutation carriers. And the reason I don't make a huge amount out about this is because, of course, these are very small differences and the confidence intervals are somewhat wide, but it's a very consistent effect that we see that the risk reduction is always greater in those women who had a prior or concurrent oophorectomy, which makes a certain amount of sense, given that we believe oophorectomy reduces risk. So the question becomes, can we begin to think about a mastectomy-oophorectomy combinations as being more efficacious? Will we ever be able to have data that are strong enough to support that a 0.01 is different than a 0.03, and that gives us enough evidence to suggest that both kinds of interventions might be valuable? Not sure, but we see this all the time. So the impact of risk-reducing oophorectomy